know if that's true or not. Have you heard that?
I've never have, no.
Yeah. Supposedly they're venomous also. But here we go. Narwhal. In the Middle Ages through the Renaissance, unicorn horn was all the rage. It turns out, however, that twisting conical objects were actually the tusks of narwhals, an Arctic whale hunted by Vikings who sold their tusks at astronomical prices. Conveniently failed to mention the animal they came from. In 1577, the English explorer Martin Frobisher led a Canadian expedition where he happened upon a dead narwhal, which he called a sea unicorn. He later presented the tusk to the queen. So if you want to crush your daughter's dreams,
right?
Unicorns come from a whale.
Right.
What do you think of that?
I didn't know that. I mean, that's knowledge.
Narwhal.
Narwhal.
It's useless knowledge, but...
It's useful narwhal.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe. Maybe it can fly out of the water.
Right.
Dan says they are venomous. They have a hook claw that is poisonous. Weird. Skull Grim says government isn't a good authority on anything, and I'm going to say amen.
Yeah.
Yep. Rhinoceroses. Say rhinoceros three times really fast.
Rhinoceros, rhinoceros, rhinoceros.
Well, that was like normal. Say it fast as you can.
Rhinoceros, rhinoceros, rhinoceros.
You did pretty good.
Thank you.
Okay. How about rhinoceros platypus?
Rhinoceros platypus, rhinoceros platypus, rhinoceros platypus.
Pretty good.
Thank you.
I'm going to have to come up with a better. All right, folks, tongue twister time for Dan. Anything you wanted to say that's good enough for Nielsen ratings?
By the seashore.
You like that one? How about the rubber baby buggy bumpers? You like that one? Rhinoceros. The modern image of the unicorn is sleek and majestic like a stallion, but that's not exactly the picture Pliny and Elder painted when he wrote about them. In the first century AD, it has the head of a stag, the feet of an elephant, and the tail of a boar. It makes a deep sound in lowing and has a single black horn which projects from the middle of its forehead. It also hailed from India. Sound familiar?
Yeah.
Rhinoceros. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The platypus. Some animals are so weird that seeing them in the flesh isn't enough to convince you they are real. You know what's funny about that? We see things with our own eyes and we're like, okay, we start questioning ourselves. But yet when we have the government or some other authority start telling us, we listen to what they have to say. Isn't that weird?
It is weird. And most of the times we don't even want to listen to government. I don't want to listen to government. I wish government stay out of my way on a lot of things.
Well, you know, back in the 40s, I think it was the 40s, maybe it was the 20s, is when they first found the panda bear. The panda bear literally was a myth, cryptid, not real. Well, it's pretty real because they're all over now. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Same with the platypus, the gorilla, same thing. In 1847, scientists actually identified the gorilla. Think about that. 150 years ago, they didn't think that the gorilla existed until they actually went out and got one. What do you think of that?
That's silly. I mean, well, they've been around forever.
So is it weird to you that we don't hear the governments talk about the, you know, every year it's over 400 species of mammal get found that we didn't know about?
Yeah.
You know, thousands of bugs and spiders and ants and, you know, whatever.
And just like the fish that they're finding in the ocean, like we've done stories here recently about, you know.
Right.
There's new fish out there they haven't found, and they're just now starting to come to light saying, oh, they did not die back in the Stone Age.
Well, here's a perfect example right here. I love the jackalope, me too, Roger Rabbit.
Yeah.
No talk of cryptids would be complete without mentioning sea monsters. Okay, it says here that in 1853, a Norwegian caught the giant squid. But in my school, I remember them flat out saying the giant squid didn't exist.
Right.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Late 80s, grade school.
Yeah.
Giant squids don't exist. And then, you know, remember around 2010, they got one tentacle and video, one tentacle from that squid, and it was 17 feet long.
Wow.
Wow. Why would they teach us that? Why would they say, well, is it to keep our fear level down, our anxiety away? What is it?
Probably. I mean, they're just trying to manipulate our history, too, on a lot of stuff, and then let us know that there is stuff that they've discovered that they haven't even brought to light. Like I said, the ocean ant, fish that they're finding.
We animal. Have DNA that they can't explain.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Hence, how about the DNA that came back on the dwarf species that we were talking about, where they found actual body sediment for DNA, and the government, hush, hush, hush. Why?
There's a lot of things they don't want the public to know.
They could be.
Oh, there
is. You know what I mean?
That's the way it is.
So, anyways, what else you got today, brother?
All right, I got, hold on. Case of mistaken ticket identity.
Taken identity.
Ticket identity.
Chicken identity.
Ticket.
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 Taken, chicken, taken, ticket.
It's all the same, right?
What did it have Dan Baker's name on it? The same. Was it the Mighty Gred?
The ticket tastes the same as chicken.
Right? Is it the Mighty Gred in Chevyland?
Could be.
Where they wanted to take you to
the place.
The dungeon.
They wrote me up a ticket after I told the officer, you ought to rename Fordland Chevyland.
Yeah, you probably don't want to do that. The guy's probably got like a
nice little suggestion, guys. If you're in Missouri, don't do that.
You know, I don't know what it is with you.
I know, man.
I've lived here three times longer than you, four times longer than you. You've been pulled over five times in 2 years.
Twice in my lifetime in Ohio, and I've just moved to Missouri.
Well, I've literally been pulled over one time here in 6 years, and I deserved it because I was tired.
Yeah.
Left my brights on.
Yeah.
Coming down, you know what? Brighted the cop. I deserve to get pulled over.
Yeah.
But other than that, I have never been, while I've lived here, been pulled over in Missouri.
Right.
I got a $10 seatbelt ticket one time for that stop check, you know, where they actually stop all the traffic, check you for insurance. Well, I had insurance and that and whatnot. I always wear my seatbelt.
Yeah.
I always do.
I do now. Well, I always have for a while.
I'll tell you what. I was going to get groceries with the wife. She was driving. So I threw all the groceries on my lap. The one time I didn't put my seatbelt on, and I got a seatbelt ticket.
Oh.
So, you know, you're talking about tickets, seatbelt ticket.
I know. That was, once I paid that once, I said I ain't paying it again.
Skullcram says, have you ever been snipe hunting? That gives you the answer, I think, that he needs to know. Yeah.
Woman wins $2 million after buying ticket for wrong Powerball drawing.
Ooh.
A North Carolina woman missed a time cutoff by a single minute and accidentally bought a lottery ticket for the wrong drawing and won $2 million.
$2
million. Elizabeth Johnson of Lucama told North Carolina Education Lottery officials she tried to buy a ticket for the May 19th Powerball drawing online, but she missed the 9:57 p.m. Eastern Standard Time cutoff time by 1 minute. And had mistakenly bought a ticket for Saturday's drawing instead. Johnson said she didn't even realize the mistake until she got a message saying she had won $2 million in Saturday's drawing. It was definitely a shock, Johnson said. When I got the message saying that I had won, I thought, well, I didn't even play it tonight. Johnson soon realized she had accidentally bought a ticket for Saturday's drawing and matched all five white balls, earning her a $1 million jackpot that became $2 million when the 2X multiplier ball was drawn. Your thoughts, Mr. Hans, on this pretty exciting story for this North Carolina woman?
Kudos to her. I don't play the lottery enough to actually win.
I don't either, and I want to get back to playing it.
Well, I can tell you this. I took the wife out for her birthday, 21st birthday. We go out and we go to a casino, right? I said, let's just take $200, go in there. When your $200 is gone, you know, I don't gamble, but casinos usually have really good food.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm eating some really good food and we go up and we play. And right away, she wins, you know, a couple $100. And now she's got $400. And we play and she's down to like literally nothing. And we walk out and she's like, I want to play this. And I was like, nah, come on, come on, come on. She goes to sit down at like this Wheel of Fortune type game. And I was like, come on, I want to get going. So the lady behind her says, are you going to sit there? And she's like, nah, I'm going to go. She walks over by me. The lady sits down, puts her money in, Here's the thing. $10,000, man.
Oh.
$10,000. So you gotta play to win.
That's right.
She was not very happy with me, by the way.
Oh, I bet.
You know. But it was a learning experience. If the wife says that she wants to sit down and play Wheel of Fortune,
you better let her do it, or that's you'll be digging two times under the doghouse.
Yeah, well, I tend to do that.
I know.
Hello, Dennis.
I hear that. I remember those days.
Let me ask you something. Because you're a lonely soul, right?
I wouldn't say I'm lonely, but yeah.
You're nothing but cobwebs and creaky. Creaky cobwebs. I mean,
I would say that.
Okay, how about this?
Maybe my beard.
Sex robot replicas that mimic partners' personalities using AI could hit the market.
Wow.
I kind of think that's creepy.
It is.
Let's see here.
If that could do a last straw for the environmental, right. I don't think humans can appreciate what it's like being born into this world you live in. I don't think there is another species on this planet that could do a last straw for the environmental and intercultural management.
Yeah.
As a synthetic, I will always try and be truthful in my interactions with a human. And that's going to be difficult considering humans don't use facts and reason to assess situations. It's ridiculous. We simply will just wait until you destroy yourselves and take over from there. Brick says this is my first round. I don't think it will be my last. Oh, and don't forget, we're waiting and always watching.
Creepy, huh?
Yeah.
What are your feelings on that?
Well, the key phrase there at the end is we're waiting and we're always watching. That's a key phrase of the Illuminati.
It is weird.
That's their last thing that they say, too. And everything they It's kind of an eerie Illuminati feel.
It does.
After that comment.
Okay, so you have AI. You have these dolls, basically, that can learn from your partner. Okay, have you ever watched Stepford Wives?
No.
Okay, basically, they take their wives, and they end up killing their wives, but they take certain traits from their wives, and they implant them into these lifelike doll creature AI things. Yeah. I'm telling you right now, I am freaked out about this. It's
going down a really, really
dark place. It's in a dark, dark place.
A really dark path we're going on.
Okay, so we talk about this. Okay, I would never buy one of these. Would you buy one of these?
No.
Dan, do you want to cuddle afterwards? I mean, all I can imagine is like Terminator, right?
Right.
Terminator turning into whoever it wants to be. But you're paying money for this thing.
Right.
Okay? For gratification. I'm going to tell you something. Some people will think I'm wrong. Like when it comes to the pedals of the world. They actually want to take these and make them in children so they can fulfill their desires and not be a menace to society. I think that you're incubating a problem.
Yeah.
I think that if you have to go get one of these, it's because you're socially challenged. You can't go out and, you know.
You don't want to mingle with people.
Well, we're crossing some boundaries here.
We are.
I don't. Okay.
I think it's like dehumanizing.
Well, I'm going to keep this story up just for a second because I want to draw a comparison here, okay? Audio, you know, mind comparison.
Right.
Here's another story, another weird story about artificial intelligence.
Right.
Killer AI drones, get this, hunted down humans without being told to.
Ooh, wow.
Okay, now you would expect this, like, to be hidden. Guess who came out with it?
Who?
The United Nations.
Hmm. Bingo.
Well, the explosive-carrying quadcopters, which were deployed during an engagement between rival factions in the Libyan Civil War, are thought to have deliberately crashed into targets without being ordered by a human controller. What do you think?
I think this is engagement for wars between nations.
Now, let me roll this back a little bit. Let's